one more person to join, so sit tight.
Okay, that sounds great, Delara. So, you want to get started to introducing, and then she'll come?
Okay. Okay, so... Hello.
I'm Annie, and I'm a guest here.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of Tech Tips for Kids. I'm your host, Delara Sandhurst. Now, we've got two guest stars today, so why don't they introduce themselves?
I am Annie Hudson, and I've been on here for a couple other episodes, too, so you might know me from that. I have my own podcast, Awesome Adventures with Annie, and the URL is anchor.fm/awesome.adventures.
Hello, Reese. Can you hear us?
Can you speak up, Reese? I can't really hear you.
Yeah, your mic is covered, I think.
Hi, I'm Reese.
Wait, can you lift your iPad or whatever you're using up for a minute?
I am.
Okay, it's fine. It'll have to do. So, Delara, let's get right into it.
Okay.
But wait, first, we have a word from mine and Delara's sponsor.
Tech Tips for Kids is brought to you by Arm Candy by Rockman. This is a business made from one of our friends and her older sister's business. It's a bracelet business.
And also some chokers, and it's on Etsy.
Search Arm Candy by R.I. Made from Riley R. Thank you for being our sponsor. Okay, now to the episode. Okay, Reese, you haven't listened to my podcast yet, but my podcast is a podcast about tech tips. Okay, and I get my friends to talk about what they know about tech. So, if you will remember, last time's episode was about communication through COVID on iPads, such as like FaceTime, Google Meet, or Zoom. This is video calling. But now we're going to talk about texting, chatting, emailing, whatever.
Ooh, I know a lot about texting. I text like 24/7.
Yeah, to give you guys this recording link I texted. Okay, what is the most used platform you guys use? Reese?
I use text a lot. I literally text all the time, and so do you. Like, remember that time? And also, I use Hangouts. And I remember this. Delara texted me in the morning, and it was like 6:30
a.m.
And before school. And then Parker joined in. She's the one who sponsored us. She just keeps on texting. You guys are just texting. And then my dad comes in like, who's texting you? And I was like, my friends. And he's like, this early? And then once one of my friends called me at like 10 o'clock at night.
What the heck?
Well, I know. I think I told you that last time, maybe.
Yes.
Reese? Yes, I did. Oh, sorry.
I'm very familiar with iMessage. I text like a lot, but my... one of my friends who doesn't go to Braille, like, texted so much and called me at like 10:30.
Yeah, we have.
So your cord's not covered by your microphone or something? So it's a little muffled for us.
No, yeah. I've had this issue. At least to me, I've had this issue.
Okay, well, we can just get started. Delara, you take it away.
Okay, so guys, we're gonna vote. Okay. For the platforms I think we're going to talk about are iMessage, okay, Google Hangouts and Google Chat, email and Google Mail. There are way too many Google chatting forms. Select vote. Okay, wait. Sorry, we can't see each other.
You can't see each other.
Yeah. Say I if you want to talk about iMessage first.
I.
Okay, that settles it. It's unanimous. Okay. So since you guys are familiar with text, I'm sure you'll help me out, right?
Yep, of course.
Thank you. So we're gonna go into the iMessage app.
Okay.
If you don't have it, go to the App Store and search iMessage.
No, everyone has it.
Yeah, on Apple thing. If you're on an Apple device, it comes like immediately, and then it's the green. It's the app with a green background and a white text bubble. So click it, and you're gonna see lots of messages. Okay. Now let's talk. So, okay. Do you guys know how to start a new conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. Reese, why don't you tell us how?
Wait, I thought you said something. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought you said Reese.
So do you want me to tell
you? Yeah.
Okay. So on the right side, there's a chat that you're looking at right now. Once you're signed in, you have to sign in. And if you're not signed in yet, get the help of a grown-up. Or ask for their permission.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I remember how I got text was I knew my email address, but I wasn't supposed to get it when I was little. And then I accidentally signed in, and then I told my parents, and they just let me have it. So on the left side, you see, like, who everyone texts. So it said, I texted Reese recently, and Jordan, and Brenda, and Aria, and Delara, and the girls, and Donut. And blah, blah, blah. So those are all the things I have on my left. And then, also above the bar of who you texted recently, there's a square that has a pencil in it, kind of. You press that, and it says 2. And you have to make a contact for the person. And, for example, Delara.
If you searched Delara, then you could find my name, click on it, and then you could text.
And then you can text.
Wow. Oh. It looks like someone just left. Oh, Reese.
I think Reese might have left because I think she couldn't hear.
Maybe. Okay. Well, anyways, she should come. Okay. Now, I'm gonna show you. Remember previously in an episode?
Oh, Reese, you're back with us.
Oh, thank you.
I said that. I mean, I couldn't hear.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay, now, can you show us, sorry, can you show us how to, pin, do you know how to pin a conversation?
Yes.
Okay, can you show us how?
So on your message, you can see you're a lot of people. You can a random one, like let's say you want to pin some special to you or something. You can so for example, like your mom, you can slide their conversation one way to pin. You tap on it for a long time, and it will give you an option to pin, hide, or delete. You press pin, and then it will be pinned on the top of your screen.
Great. So for people who can't hear these, she just said, you go onto the message you want, say your mom's, and then you hold it and you slide it to the right, I think you said, and then a yellow thing comes up and you click it and you can pin someone and they become big. Is that what you said, Reese?
Okay, yeah.
Now, So there are some really fun effects that you can do on iMessage. I think I showed this before, but can I show this because you guys already did something together? So once you're in,
did that work?
Once you're in a conversation and you're typing, so like type your message in, hello, then you hold down the blue send button, and then it'll have a button on top. It says bubble and screen, and then on a right hand bar it'll say slam, loud, gentle, or invisible ink. And when you click slam, the message lands.
Wait, what are we on, Delora?
When you click slam, the message slams. Yes. When you click loud, the message looks like it's shouting. When you click gentle, it looks gentle, and so on. Now, when you click screen on the top, you can swipe through some options. So it'll say like help, echo, spotlight, balloons, confetti, love, lasers. Ooh, I like lasers. So I stop right there and I click the blue send button. And I sent it. Yahoo. And I sent a message with lasers. And okay.
Ooh.
Anyone
say? I just said
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gosh, your lasers.
Now, guys, do you have anything you especially like about iMessage that you want to share? Like voice, voice thing, or like the apps you have on the bar?
At the bottom bar? Is that the bottom?
There's like a magnifying glass.
There's like a magnifying glass, and you can see.
And Annie, I think you're echoing. Could you leave and come back?
Hello?
Oh, now you're not echoing.
Can you hear
yes,
me?
Never mind.
Okay, good. I think I was in two times. So, in message, you can click the magnifying glass, but it's got kind of like globe, the world, but in a magnifying glass. And if I said powerful quotes, no, wait, oops, there's no. So hi, whenever I want my mom to like do something, and I text her, I type in puppy eyes, and I show like puppies like their eyes.
Wait, what?
I'm just sending you puppy eyes.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay, so in the magnifying glass, you can search any image you want. For example, if you're doing a sunset, you can type in sunset and you can find a bunch of different pictures of sunsets. Click on the one you want and press the blue button, the blue arrow, to send it.
Yeah, but the thing is, these images move. It's called a GIF.
Yeah,
they do. GIF.
Also, there's digital touch, where you just click on that, and it's like a heart with two fingers on it, and you can, like, draw.
You can draw by clicking the color on one side, and then drawing, and you can change colors. If you tap with one finger, it'll create, like, sort of firework-looking thingy, and you can choose a color for that, too. If you hold down two fingers, then it creates a heartbeat. If you hold down two fingers and pull them down, it creates a broken heart. If you tap two fingers, then it creates a kiss. And if you hold down one finger, it makes a fireball. And if you click the image that looks like a video camera, you can have right on, and then in the middle of the video when you're recording it, you can add some digital touch effects, like a beating heart or something. Reese, what is your favorite thing about iMessage?
Reese?
Is she here?
She just left.
I'm not sure if she's here.
Well, one of my favorite things.
I think since I have the snow, maybe it's Reese's connection. My connection's a little bad, too.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about iMessage is that you can hold down this button. It looks like either a microphone for some people or a... Okay, it'll look like or like some sound waves, and you can hold it down and create a voice message. Okay, since Reese doesn't look like she's coming back, we're gonna review the other platform. Let's move on to Google Hangouts and Google Chat. Okay? So Annie, I knew before you had text message, you used Google Hangouts. What do you think?
Yes, I
what
did.
What do you think is better, Google Hangouts or Google Hangouts or iMessage?
Yeah, iMessage.
There's different reasons. I feel like you can probably do more on text, but I don't think the chats on on Google Hangouts are safe. Well, they're safe, but like you won't see them after a while.
Yeah.
I think overall I like message better.
Yeah.
How about you, Delara?
Yeah. I like message better. It's because of the compact, really. Text bubbles are more round. Like, it's got a comfortable layout. I like it. But Google Hangouts.
Wait, Delara, just one thing. You care about how round the text bubbles are?
Hey, I'm a perfectionist. Now, I'm going to go into Google Hangouts or Google Chat.
Okay.
So in Google Hangouts, okay, Annie.
Can you say one thing, Delara?
Yes.
We didn't really go over changing your,
we didn't go over changing your, profile. Do you want to go over that, or we're going to just go on to...
I think we should go over that at the end, because,
Okay, sure.
Maybe on Google, you do that, too. So, okay. But, Annie, I don't want to say this, because it's my podcast, but, Reese, do you know anything about Google Hangouts or Google Chat?
Not really.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know much either, I have to admit. So, Annie, you'll take the floor.
I know a little. So, what I understand, Delara, can you please, I invited you in invitation, so do my, so answer. So, basically, there's four things at the bottom on the left. There's a person, which is all your contacts. There's star, which are your favorites. There's just texting, and then there's calling. So I like to focus on the texting. So how it works is basically you can add someone, and by adding someone, there's a big green circle that has a white plus on it, and you can put new group, and then you can put something Jordan, and then do it, and then you just type in your message and send it. And also, if you press so there's three dots at the top, and it says Hangouts next to it, and it says invitations, and it says I got one invitation.
And who is it from?
Oh, it's from you. Why did you answer mine?
You didn't give me one.
Yes, I did. Okay, whatever. So I'm at the three dots, and then I press invitations, and then it says right now I have no invitations. But if there was an invitation, you would click on it and then say accept if you wanted to accept it, or decline if you wanted to decline it.
Say if some random hacker was hello, I found your email. Can I be friends with you and steal all your info and hack your computer so all the video games are done and I beat you in Candy Crush? Thanks. But Annie, how do you make a conversation? Well, how do you video call someone on Hangouts? I heard that's a thing.
So, there's a Google Meet thing. So, when you press, you can press, like, the Google Meet thing, and it has, like, a, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, a video camera, kind of. And you can say, it says, share a Meet video call link, or call Delar with video, call Delar with audio only. So, I have 5 more minutes.
Okay. So, when you click the camera button, is that right?
Delar, do you want to take
click
it from
there? Share a Meet video call, call blah, blah, blah with video, call blah, blah, blah with audio only. Nice. Okay. Since that pretty sums it up about Google Hangouts, the rest you can probably figure out by yourself. We're going to...
Delar, I think you're going to have to go on without
okay.
me because I have to
Well,
go.
I've still got...
Hey guys, it's been great seeing you. Please check out Awesome Adventures with Annie. Keep listening to Delara. Bye.
Oh. Okay, goodbye.
Wait, I can actually stay for 4 more minutes.
That's good. So, I'm gonna move on to Apple Mail. So, can you tell us, can you describe what the Mail app looks like, or do you not have it?
Is it just Mail,
it's
or
mail,
is it?
Not Gmail.
Yeah. Is it the one that has an envelope on it? Okay, so it has a blue background with a white envelope on it, and it says Mail under it. For me, all my apps have their names under it, but maybe
okay,
not.
Okay, so I'm going to click.
So, I'll go into it. And I'm not signed into it on here. So, Delara, can you explain what it is so I can't really say this one?
So, you're going to arrive in your inbox, right? And you're going to see all the emails people have sent to you. Now, to email someone, click the pen pad, like the square outline with a pencil or pen. Then you see the to button and then write who. So to Delara Buggers. Sounds pretty pathetic, but I'm sending an email to myself. Then you click the name.com. So, then you add the subject. Say I was doing like math test. Then on the bottom space, I would just write whatever, like, you got 100% on the math test. Woohoo! Or something like that. Okay. Once I was done, if you want to add a photo, on the text button, you would see an image that looks like a photo. And then you could choose from the photos that have already been taken. Or you can click the camera and take your own photo right then. The other stuff you probably won't use, so I'm just gonna, and then click the big blue button to send it with an arrow on it. And boom, I sent it to forward or reply. A message, just click the button on the bottom that has an arrow backwards to click reply all. You will reply to everyone and forward it to someone, which means sending that email to someone else. You would click the button that says forward. Now, if you go back to the button that says iCloud way on the top, you're gonna see a button that says VIP, and like there's some person that's very important to you, like my mother. I could put up their contact, so whenever I went to VIP, I would only see emails that would be in my VIP list. Do you have any questions, Annie?
No,
okay.
I do not.
We're quickly going to move on to Gmail since Annie has to go soon. So, this is a very long episode. But in Gmail, it's the app with the white background. a blue line for one part of the M, then a red cross down, a green, a yellow top on the other line, and blue bottom. You'll probably look at it because it has an M for male. Now, there, Gmail sorts all your emails into different categories. So if you see the one of the like card note thingies with a line around it, that's everything. Then on the same bar, you'll see just one of those, and that's primary. That's very important. Then the one with two people is called social. And the one with tags is promotions, or as I like to call it, stupid app. And if you see the three lines, you can see all of the categories like set mail, schedule mail, all mail, spam, trash, blah, 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 blah. Now to create an email, click the little pencil that says compose, and like add the to, the subject, and then you write it. If you want to add a picture, click the paper clip, and then you can add a photo or like a Google Drive thing. And then when you are ready to send it, click the paper airplane. If you click the dot dot dot, you can schedule the send. So if I wanted to, it was 6 a.m., I could send it at 12 p.m. instead. And there's other stuff. And if you didn't mean to do that, click the X and it'll just go away. To reply or forward to the email, click the email, then click reply or forward, which is pretty easy. So, yeah. Also, on the bottom, you'll see mail and then meet on the other side. So you can also Google me on Gmail.
Delar, can we start wrapping this up? I can only talk for one more minute.
Okay, I have one more thing to tell you guys. To change your account on iMessage,
Wait, Delar, can I tell you something? So, can I say one more thing from a different sponsor, and then you can keep on going when I leave? Is that okay with you? It's your decision. Okay.
Okay.
So, this sponsor is Secret Someone. Actually, cough, cough, me. So, I have my own business on Etsy. At least I'm starting it in the next week to month. So, it's going to be called Top Trends, and it's going to be on Etsy, and you can find it. Top Trends for you. That's the name of the shop. That's what the name of the shop is going to be. So, please check that out on Etsy, and please buy something. Okay, Delara, I have to go. Guys, it's been great seeing you.
Okay.
Well, actually, like, you listening to us, because I can't really see you.
Okay. Well, bye, Annie.
Okay, bye.
Well, since Annie... I'm just by myself now, I guess. So since Annie has left, I'm just going to show you a quick part about how to change your profile on iMessage. It's pretty easy, I got to tell you. Just go to, so first you have to send an email to yourself. So click the pen and paper, do yourself, so like my email, and then I just write like a message like hi, and then it'll come up for you. And then when you see their name on a bar at the top, click it and some buttons will come up. It'll say audio, FaceTime, or info. Click info, and then on the bottom, then you'll see another window come up and it says call, video, mail, info. Click info again. Then on the top, click edit. And
And then, when you see the picture of their face, click edit, and you can add an emoji, a meoji, or a picture. I showed you how to do this in an episode before, but I'm just showing you how to do it now. That's all for today, friends. This episode was sponsored by Annie's business and Riley and Parker's business. Check them out on Etsy. Music was by Anchor and me. Our guest stars today were Reese Marrogo and Annie Hudson. Congratulations to them both. And I'm your host, Dolores Youngest. I hope you hear me again.